Episode 1, Cubit. Episode 1, Cubit. Count the number of the beast. Episode 1, Cubit. Count the number of the beast. So there's this man, he's in a cube system, but he doesn't know it yet. And he's going about his business inside the system and doing his daily routines, you know, his programming from the culture. The culture programming, the bloodline programming. It doesn't matter what nation he's in. It's the same program. Even though it's a different culture, it's still the same program because there's a common element to all mankind. Eat, sleep, take a shower, get married, have kids, trouble, figure it out, endure it, fix it, deal with it. The dreams that they have, you know, a lot of people in their mind. Especially when they're young, they have all these dreams of how they're going to change the world, you know. But if you notice, everybody who sets out to change the world, they get caught up in the system and they realize they can't change it. You see AOC, she's trying to change the world, but she's not going to change it. She says there's a lot of pressure to pull her in to the status quo. Yeah, that's everywhere. You're going to submit one way or the other to the cube. And so most people don't know they're in the cube. And so this guy, he doesn't know he's in the cube. And he's going about his circuit, his cycle, his repeat every day, but he doesn't see the repeat. He has this idea that he's going to overcome, you know, and get ahead in the system and take the horse by the reins and ride it and overcome every obstacle and not be conformed to anything. He has this dream to be top dog, to be big man on campus, you know. Not realizing it's all about self. He's in the self mind. He's in the self mode. It's all about self. It's narcissism to the hilt. Not seeing that everybody else is in the same cube or the same situation. They can only compare themselves with one another when they first start out. They're like in competition, pride wars, you know. One's trying to be better than the other one. One's comparing himself. It doesn't matter if it's a church system, denominations fighting each other. It doesn't matter if it's corporate systems, the corporations trying to be better than the other ones. Corporate competition, nation competition, political party competition. And the reason that it's competition, because the cube is a cutting system. The cube is a little bit dicey, because you die in the cube. You die in the cube. The cube is dicey. You're going to die in the cube. The music has told you that. The music, the movies, nature. Life. I just saw a dead cat in the road. So the cube is a system of lies The cube is a system of repeats. The cube is a system of diciness. The cube is a system of being thrown under the bus. The cube is a system of competition. The cube is a system of pride wars. The cube is man worshiping himself, looking in the mirror at himself, and trying to figure out how to escape the competition, the wars, the pride, the games, the manipulation, the cutting, the pain, the trouble. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. So that tells you right there that man born of woman, he's born of the matrix, the womb, the machine. He's born in the machine, but he doesn't know he's in the machine. So this guy, he's in the cube. He's in the machine. He's in the matrix, but he doesn't know he's in the matrix. He starts to see something, though. He starts to see some patterns, some repeats. He's starting to see that everything that he does seems to be like karma. Karma's going to get you. He starts to see a pull to the dark side and a pull to the light. And so he sees that he's pulled to the light and he wants to do the light, but he's pulled to the dark side as well. And sometimes he does the dark side and he doesn't want to do it. He don't know how to escape it. Every time he tries to do the light, he does the dark instead. He does the darkness. He does the bad instead of the good. He can't keep the good. He knows, because he's been trained by the nursery rhymes. He's been trained by the culture, by people around him, and his own conscience tells him he should do right. But every time he tries to do right, he does bad. He falls into bad patterns. He knows he should sleep on time. He knows he should save money. He knows he should treat his neighbor like himself. He knows that he should do right, but he keeps doing bad. And he starts to see a repeat, and he's asking, what is that about? So he opens up his Bible and he reads Revelation. Comes across this verse in Revelation. It says, count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man. And that number is 666. And he does some more research and he realizes, wait a minute, my forearm is called a cubit. The measuring device of my forearm is a cubit, a cube. And the 666 in Revelation is a dice. It's a little bit dicey, isn't it? Something's starting to click, some questions are, what's going on? Nobody else around him's talking about it, because everybody else is in the cube. They're going through the same process, but he doesn't know it. They don't know it. They don't know that this person's going through the same cube transformation process as the other person beside them, but because they never talk about it, because they're too insecure to talk about all their fears, doubts, worries, shame, guilt, condemnation. They're too afraid. If they talk about it, they might be considered weak inside the cube. I had this guy stop in front of me just now. He was in the turning lane too far in advance, and he was waiting for me to stop and move. I just sat there. The whole time I was in a pause just now, I had this guy facing off with me inside the cube. It was like, I'm gonna sit here long as I need to. You're gonna move. And I said, no, I think I was gonna put my flashes on. So the man's in the cube. He realizes he's dealing with, he doesn't realize he's dealing with other people in the cube. They're going through the same thing, but he thinks his experience is unique. He thinks his experience is unique to the other people, right? But what happens is when he says, when he sees that verse in the book of Revelation, count the number of the beast, and he ties it together, the fact that the forearm on the human is one cubit, he starts to turn stuff over in his mind, and he starts to say, I need to do some more thinking about this, instead of letting the music and the noise distract him from his goal. He finally sets in his mind to figure out what this all means. No matter how many distractions, he's not going to let anything distract him anymore, because all the distractions kept him from seeking, knowing the truth. So what he did is he started really doing some serious thinking about the cube system, the 666 cubit.